Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Empire Building Show with your host, Akeem F. on Hindsight Radio.
You think you know how the world works? You think that this material universe is all there is? But what if I told you the reality you know is one of many? Not everything has to.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better.
Keep it locked, locked on Hindsight Radio.
Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my base shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. That's how long I've been on ya.
I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping this drink, got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand years, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Like I never told ya.
Don't act like I told ya.
Don't act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya. Don't act like I told ya.
stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Hindsight Radio.
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. One, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
That'll be all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, but...
Peace to the gods. What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to the More Empire Building Show with your host, Akeem L. You are, of course, listening to Hindsight Radio, the information station changing the nation. That's right. Y'all better learn how to plead the fifth. You know, I was helping somebody over the last couple of months. They were trying to trump up some charges on them and trying to get them to come in and make statements and stuff like that. They kept calling me for counseling, some counseling. I said, plead the fifth. And they kept trying to intimidate and send little emails like, you're impeding a police investigation. You're not cooperating. And guess what we did? We put together a nice little email that, included some stuff from the Constitution in Texas. That shut that down quick. That was like garlic to a vampire. See what I'm saying? That's what the Constitution is to these people. Garlic. They can't handle it. See, most of y'all are getting in trouble because y'all talk too much. Y'all think you have to talk your way out of it. No, you can't talk your way out of it. You can write your way out of it by way of the Constitution. Ain't no talking to these people. Private people don't talk to public people, period. You handle everything by way of affidavits. And anything you write must include the Constitution. And I just spoke to the young lady earlier today. And she's all cleared, no problems, no nothing, cleared. They tried to get her. All they wanted her to do is come in. And there was some petty incident. The instance didn't get on in. But one of the females claimed that she cheaped some condoms on a car and accused her of it, and she went around, and they wanted her to come to give her finger. Said, no, don't give them nothing. Even if you didn't do it, don't give them jack. They want it, they're going to have to get a warrant. You know, and they kept trying to push and push and push. This went on from, like, December until this month. Back and forth emails, little threatening things and stuff like that. Finally, they left her alone and apologized. But she let them know she knew what the Constitution said. You know, you don't know how difficult it was for me to get her to understand to keep her mouth shut. Say nothing, do nothing. Well, they might come and get me. I said, well, you got two choices. You go in there voluntary, they're going to get you, or you go in there involuntary, they're going to get you. If you don't go in there voluntarily, you have a better chance of them not getting you. You have a better chance of not saying anything that might incriminate you. But that's over. That's what I'm talking about. Plead the fifth. Keep your mouth shut. On another note, we got the seminar this weekend, Louisiana. I'm looking forward to Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm leaving tomorrow, this Saturday, 10 to 4, Central Standard Time. All of the information is on my website, AkeemL.com. And you will see everything. The time, the place. How much it costs for the donation, you can pay at the door or pay online. Before I leave tomorrow, I probably will shut the online process off, and you would just have to pay at the door when you get there. All right? We still got room left. Come on through. Look forward to seeing you. Hope you can join in. Got some good information for you. And, you know, I played Kanye Stronger. And that's exactly what's happening. We're getting stronger. I've been doing research all day today. Reading, digging, finding things that is interesting. More than interesting. I put a couple of them in the chat. I'm going to read to it. I found this by way of a case called Natakoke Lenny Lenape Tribal Nation versus John J. Hoffman. It's a Supreme Court case, appellate case. It went up to the appeals court. And it was suing to be recognized under their American Indian tribes. Right? And I'll read a little bit of it. I can't read it all because it's a lot. Let's go down to per coriam. It says, plaintiff, I put it in the chat so you can click it. And it says, plaintiff Natakoke Lenny Lenape Tribal Nation filed a 5-count complaint, led the defendant, the New Jersey Attorney General. One, violated its rights under the New Jersey Constitution and breached duties imposed under the common law. by denying and repudiating state prior recognition of plaintiff as an American Indian tribe. So what they're saying in their constitution is they have something to recognize in Indian. Most of the constitutions have that. Right? And when I'm figuring out, they're naming specific tribes in these constitutions, right? Some just say Indians, right? But you'll see later on how it ties into us being Moors. Now, it says, plaintiff alleged defendant's actions have and will deprive it of benefits under various federal statutes and programs that are conditioned upon the state's recognition of its American Indian tribe. The trial court granted defendant's motion to dismiss the complaint under Rule 4, 6-2E, finding plaintiff's claims are barred because the state never enacted a statute expressly recognizing plaintiff as an American Indian tribe. We reversed because we find the court applied the wrong legal standard and incorrectly failed to accept plaintiff's factual allegations in the complaint as true. One, because we reviewed the trial court's dismissal of the complaint under Rule 4, 6-2E, we accept as true the factual allegation in the complaint. Greg B. Suburban Cablevision, 140 NJ 623625, 1995. Plaintiff is a constitutionally organized, self-governing, inherently sovereign American Indian tribe. A majority of whose members reside in New Jersey, it is presently comprised of about 3,000 members and maintains tribal grounds in Burlington County. Plaintiff averts that in 1982, the state legislature adopted a concurrent resolution officially recognizing plaintiff as an American Indian tribe. Two, since the enactment of the resolution, plaintiffs have received benefits under various federal statutes and programs based on New Jersey's recognition of plaintiffs as an American Indian tribe. Plaintiff further alleges that following the adoption of the resolution, give me a second here, let me check something out. Go back. Recognition of the plaintiff, where was I? Resolution, the state routinely reaffirmed its recognition of plaintiff and two other tribes as American Indian tribes through a series of actions consistent with necessarily predicated upon that recognition. In 1992, the legislature passed and the governor signed it to law, 1991, see Chapter 359. So that's public law of New Jersey, 1999, Chapter 359, which amended New Jersey's statutes annotated 26-8-49 entitled Corrections to Birth and Fetal Death Certificates. The statute states in part, now y'all see where I'm going, right? In the case of a correction to the birth record of a member of one of the three New Jersey tribes of American Indians, the Powhatan, Lenape Nation, the Ramapo Mountain Indians, or the Nanticoke, Lenape Indians, the substantiating documentary proof may include, but shall not be limited to, an affidavit satisfactory to the state registrar or any local registrar and signed by the chief of the tribe that, according to tribal records, the person whose certificate is to be amended is a member of the tribe of the chief whose signature appears on the affidavit. The Assembly Health and Human Services Committee explained, this bill permits corrections the birth certificates and fetal death certificates of certain American Indians to be made on the basis of an affidavit signed by the tribal chief stating that the person in question is a member of the tribe according to tribal records. American Indians are frequently issued birth certificates indicating an incorrect race and often encounter difficulties in obtaining evidence satisfactory to the state registrar or vital statistics or to local registrars to support their claims that their birth certificate should be amended. This bill would specifically allow a chief of one of three New Jersey tribes, the Powhatan, Lenape Nation, the Ramapo Mountain Indians, or the Nanticoke, Lenape Indians, to submit affidavits concerning tribal records, which could be used as proof of membership in the tribe's chief's tribe. Now, why am I reading? So what's this got to do with the Moors? You know, this is talking about them fake Indians. No, it's not, because what you have to do is look up these Indians and see who they really were. See, they told you right there that frequently they had incorrect race on their birth certificate, which blocks them from getting certain benefits. Of course, they're calling them American Indian tribes, because we had so many people, tribes out there, they couldn't just put all of them, so they just put them under one umbrella. And because it got so convoluted, we stopped calling ourselves who we really were. Now, to prove my point, I looked up the Ramapo Mountain Indians. I looked them up. And here it is. It's come from actually a medical journal, a medical website, which is an odd place to find information on our ancestry. But it did. It did it. Here it is. Here's the link to where I'm about to read about these. Now, first, let me read this before I go there. I want to actually show you the actual public law that's in New Jersey. Let's read this second link I'm putting first, and then I'll go to that article. Here it is. I'm not going to read all of that. Was that it? Yeah, here it is. All right, here's the public law. It's under legislative history checklist compiled by the New Jersey State Law Library. Yo, I called the New Jersey State Law Library today to figure out how to research information, right? Because I wanted to look at all of their legislation going back prior to 1996, because on their website it stops at 1996. So the gentleman was very nice, and he told me exactly how to do it. And I will put in the link in there for y'all to do your own research. Here it is. This is the New Jersey. That last link is the New Jersey State Law Library. And what you would have to do is click on New Jersey laws, right? No, I'm sorry. Click on New Jersey legislative histories. What that do will bring you to another page, and you could actually search the public laws there. What you would do is put the public law, whether it's the year, which would have been in this case 1991. Then the chapter, which would have been chapter 359, I think it was 359, and then it'll bring you it'll pop this right on up. So if you have those public laws, you just type them in, put that in. There it is, very easy. And I'm noticing that all of the states have a law state library and a law library. You need to look up stuff. All right, now let's go to that document that I wanted to read, and go all the way down. It says Public Law 1991, Chapter 359, approved January 9th, 1992. So this is not too long ago. An act concerning birth and fetal death certificates of certain American Indians and amending RS 26-8-49, be it enacted by the Senate and General Assembly of the State of New Jersey. 1. RS 268-49 is amended to read as follows. 268-49, corrections to birth and fetal death certificates shall be signed by the person who made the original report, or by either of the parents of the child, or by other persons having personal knowledge of the matters sought to be corrected, which other persons shall state such matters on his oath. So it's basically saying someone can write an affidavit that they have personal knowledge of the matters under oath. Correction may also be signed by any person whose birth report is in error, providing substantiality documenting proof satisfactory to the state registrar or any local registrar is submitted therewith and note by a state registrar or local registrar upon a written request for correction. In the case of the correction to the birth record of a member of one of the three New Jersey tribes of American Indians, the Powhatan Lenape Nation, the Ramapo Mountain Indians, or the Nanakoke Lenape Indians, the substantiated documentary proof may include, but should not be limited to, an affidavit satisfactory to the state registrar or any local registrar and signed by the chief of the tribe that, according to tribal records, the person whose certificate is to be amended is a member of the tribe of the chief whose signature appears on the affidavit. This act shall take effect immediately. Permits use of tribal records to correct the birth certificates of certain American Indians. All right, there you go. That's what the process is. Now, it was saying, but shall not be limited to an affidavit. So there's several ways you can get this done. Right? Now, what I wanted to do is Indians. These, let's find it. Where is my article? Oh, here it is. All right. Go back to that medical article. It's a medical bag. It's endocrinology advisor. That's the top of it. This is an article from June 23rd, 2014. It says, when I put these Indians in a search, this article came up. It says, Jackson White's albinism, piebaldness, and the legendary people of the Ramapo Mountains. Here we go. Jackson White is a pejorative term for a group of people who have been living for centuries in the beautiful remote Ramapo Valley, a breathtaking section of the Ramapo Mountains that crosses the New York-New Jersey border at Suffern, New York. Many believe this name is short for Jacks and Whites, with Jacks purportedly having been slain for runaway slaves. However, this is just one of many currently unprovable myths regarding this population. So, what they're saying that them being slaves, they can't prove that, right? Let's put that out there. The group has mainly a Native American, African American, and Caucasian heritage. Now, you know they always try to put us in there as African American when we were really Moors, right? All right. They prefer to use the Dutch spelling to describe themselves as the Ramapo Mountain Indians. They also go by the name of Lenape Nation. There's little documentation of their over 300-year history in the area, largely because the Lenape people had no written language. Many of these people have albinism. That gives them notable facial and skin characteristics. Their mixed heritage, unique and secretive lifestyle have captivated the attention of journalists, sociologists, and other outsiders since the 19th century. They live in three clusters in the area. In the north, they inhabit Sloutsburg, Leydentown, and Haverstraw, New York. Two additional groups live in Ringwood and Stag Hill, Marwa, New Jersey. History. In addition to Native Americans, it is believed that these people are also descendants of PCN soldiers who deserted during the American Revolution. You know, I didn't look those PCN soldiers up, so that might be something y'all want to do. I'm doing it right now, but I'm not going to read it. If I take a break, I'll skim over it. All right, let's go back. Who desert runaway and free slaves make up the third major component of this group. They are responsible for the Dutch surnames common among the people, which was derived from the surnames of their owners, likely nearby landholders. Now, you see how they switched up? They just said that that was unprovable, and now they're trying to add that back in. So a lot of times they put in a lot of misinformation. The Ramapo Lenape website discusses the Native American vein of this group, describing how an Indian named Manus sold a seed to Winnet Van Gelder for land that later became the town of Sloutsburg, New York. Manus lived in Mahwah, where Stag Brook runs into the Ramapo River. Manus' son Peter later changed his last name to Mann, which is now a popular surname among the Ramapo Mountain Indians. Other common surnames include DeFreeze and DeGroat. The commonality of surnames, along with isolationism and forbidding topography, suggests possible intermarrying among the population. Isolationism. The Ramapo Mountains are a forested, rugged chain of Appalachian mountains. The difficult topography has resulted in shyness, secrecy, and isolation among the natives there. The isolated lifestyle of harsh terrain severely limited fresh entries into the gene pool and possibly increased the likelihood of disorders such as albinism. Snuggled in the mountains since before the Revolutionary War, these people were largely forgotten and overlooked. That all changed in the 1840s when the railroads cut through the Ramapo Mountains. Rail workers would travel to the mountainsides to harvest wood for use or rails and fuel for trains. Reluctant to share personal information, the people of Ramapo Mountains told the workers fictionalized accounts of their history and lifestyle. Their lack of writing, isolated lifestyles, fictionalized tales, and unique appearance caused speculation from the outside world about their history and led to creation of legends and folklore. Many consider Jackson Whites to be a racial slur, at least derogatory moniker, because some outsiders use it to focus on supposed peculiar attributes of these natives of Ramapo Mountains. In the decades after the railroads arrived, waves of 20th century historians, social workers, archaeologists, and reporters have discovered this population. With every wave comes a new round of renewed interest in the secretive past of these people. Albinism. In 1972 article, American anthropologist Daniel Collins described the physical characteristics of this group in detail. He says hair texture can be kinky or straight, and that some individuals have facial characteristics which appear to be distinctly Indian, and others seem more Caucasian or Negro. Others seem more Caucasian or Negro in their conformation. Collins described the skin pigmentations as ranging from brown through red brown, tan called coffee locally, white and albino. At least Collins got the condition right when he said the albinism was common in this population. Many people mistakenly thought the light complexion was a result of another genetic condition known as piebaldism. While there are many similarities between the two conditions, they are distinct and independent of one another. Albinism is a strong component of legends associated with this group. Many point to albinism as a proof of intermarriage, loathing for accepted social conventions, or even a basic character flaw. Other misconceptions center on an insinuated lower intelligence, unfaithfulness, or lack of morals. These misconceptions were more pronounced decades ago when racial divisions in the country perpetuated such misunderstandings. Unfortunately, racial misapprehensions and mistrust of albinism persist today, both in the U.S. and among the world. In fact, a Tanzanian woman with albinism was murdered and mutilated in May 2014. Now, Tanzania, you know, that's a dark-skinned race, right? In that country, people with albinism are subject to murder by traditional healers who harvest body parts to make potions. 73 people with albinism have been murdered since 2000, and 67 more have been attacked violently in that time. Albinism is an autosomal recessive condition that requires two defective genes to affect melanocytes development. There are two types of albinism. Can't pronounce that. Cutaneous albinism and ocular albinism. The latter affects only the eyes and not the skin. This population is more likely to have the former type. Ocular albinism affects the pigment of the hair, skin, eyes. Individuals with the condition usually having fair skin and lighter white hair, sun exposure increases skin damage and the risk for melanoma. Ocular albinism reduces iris pigmentation, retinal sensitivity. Individuals with this condition may have problems with visual acuity, nystagmus, and photophobia. There are four types of ocultaneous albinism, each caused by a mutation in a single gene, TYR-OCA2, TYRP1, or SLC458-2. Changes to TYR type 1 cause white hair, very pale skin, and light color irises, whereas changes to OCA2 type 2 result in creamy white color skin and light yellow blonde or light brown hair. Type 1 and 2 are the most common. Type 2 occurs more often in African Americans, some Native American populations, and sub-Saharan Africans. Type 3 and 4 are less common. Type YRP2 mutation causes type 3, which occurs primarily in people of Southern Africa, results in reddish brown skin, ginger red hair, and hazel brown eyes. Type 4, which arises from mutations in SLC458-2 to cause characteristics similar to type 2, occurs more frequently in Japanese and Korean population. I think y'all get the point. I don't have to read anymore because it's more going into how these albinism, because this is what this article is about, but I wanted you to read it. They gave you a description of these people. They were dark-skinned people who had genetic defects in them. I mean, plus they were living in the mountains. So you know how if you're living in a certain area, you're going to get mutations. In that cold, in the cold mountains like that, you're going to get those mutations. That's normal. But there y'all have it. See that? That's New Jersey. They got it in their public law that they can amend their birth certificate. So what's the idea here? We have to start, like I said last week, walking and talking like Moors and getting them to recognize us as such. What did these people do? They went into court to get their recognition. They went into court to be able to change their birth certificates. So when you hear anybody else out here talking about you don't have to do that, that's not necessary. I just read to y'all the public law. They had to do that in what? To get recognized under the Constitution to receive those benefits. Know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah. Now, Joey called me up today, and he showed me something from Brown versus Education, something that most people have never seen, talking about the school system, how the school system was supposed to be set up. I don't know if I'm going to – I may read that a little bit later. I don't know. Read that little section that they talk about the Moors and how their school is supposed to be set up. And then showing you how Brown versus Education was really a smokescreen to take your nationality away from you. That's what it was. When I read it, that's what I gathered. It was a smokescreen to get you to accept the title as Black or African American and give up your identity as being a Moor. And that's what we did. We gave up our identity. Our parents gave it up. Why? Because it wasn't taught properly. Why? Because of Brown versus Education said we had to segregate. We had to dare to desegregate the schools. Now we're getting taught their stuff, their lies. You read the education laws, they just said you had to get educated either by the public system or by any other means that they so choose under the Constitution, so you can construct your own school. I know that's a tall order, but we could start small and go bigger. We got to start teaching real history to our children, so because if they know who they really are from here on out, nobody can tell them any different, and then they become successful. I'm just checking out the chat. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Oh, somebody put a link. Let me see what this link says. Oh, I seen that already. That's what I had. All right, let's see what y'all got out there. 7:49. Remember, I gotta get on the road tomorrow. So short show. I apologize. If I didn't thank y'all already, I thank y'all for tuning in. But let's go to the phone lines and see what's up. 303-669.
Peace to the God, I came. What's good, man?
Peace to the God. What's going on?
Ain't much. Enjoying the show as usual, man. That was, you know what's funny? The article that you was reading, you dropped one last week about the Delaware Moors, and it was written by Neil Fitzgerald. And
right.
And read that whole article, God. And you know what's interesting? Those natives, quote unquote, they had no personal history, like you were just reading again. Like, they didn't know any of their own customs and, like, any damn thing in that article that they went and tried to ask them about. So what I was thinking was, I remember how before you were saying that with the National Geographic article you read that they were going through and, like, washing out the history and, like just getting rid of a lot of facts with a lot of, like, floods, quote-unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I found that interesting that even then – didn't know any of their personal history. Like, that was
well,
all they knew is that
they
were
history because it was secret. They was not letting people know what their traditions were. If you read the article I just read, they would make up stuff and tell people what they did.
Oh, they was moving into private then.
Right. They was not, because why? Because these people would steal it.
Right.
They wasn't doing that because they didn't. They keep saying they didn't have a written history. That's bullshit. I don't believe that. They didn't have a written history that you can go get, or you found their written history and destroyed it.
Exactly. I thought that was a little weird. How that was, who the hell, I mean, even if you went to holler at your big grandma down in the South, they know some customs, some history and shit. It's like, how y'all don't know a damn thing?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, in this article, they try to make him like they were so primitive. But if they were so primitive, why they lying to y'all about their history? Why, when they was asked questions, they would make up stories? And that's exactly what they was. That's what the article said. But why are they making up stories to tell y'all? Because they know y'all was some thieves, so they're not going to tell y'all everything. You know how
exactly?
Let's look at it. You know how you go. If I don't know if you have any people in the South, right? You go, if you're not part of that family, they ain't telling you shit.
Yep.
They don't know you.
Yeah,
they're not talking to you.
Yep.
You know, because they don't know you. And then when they get to know you, you start to know more about them as a people. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
True story. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Right, you know what? I'm taking ball and running with it, God. So I've been looking up some shit in my state, and I found out that around where I'm at, it was the Anusazi. Quote unquote natives, for lack of a better word, or Moors rather, that are kind of in this area. So I'm trying to comb through that and see what the fuck I can find about that little setup, man. Like, those were the ones that predated the so-called Arapahoes and all them. The Anasazi was the ones that were prior, and them ones that they don't really have a history. But pretty sure that's where we was, you know, when it gets to that whole cloudy area where they don't really know shit no more. I come to find out the pattern that shit usually means that's usually us. When it gets to that whole, we don't understand no more. Yeah, that's when the niggas come in, pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, what they're doing, if you look, notice the articles, most of these are from the 1990s, right? So instead of putting us in as Moors, they're saying African and American.
Yep.
Because you know that term, when all of that was going down, those terms were not being used, African American. African-American is a 20-year-old term, around that long, right? You know, before it was black and colored, Negro, you know, so when you see these articles, even in these articles, they try to hide who they're really talking about, you see?
Very true. Yup, yes, sir. But I do got one for you, too. I got a little testimony, if I could.
Okay.
I know I'd be always chiming in without dropping any jewels, but I finally, because I know that cat Marco was dealing with this, too. He'd be coming in about it with the taxes. And I got back from my people.
Mm-hmm.
Playing back and forth with the little letters, moving back and forth. They finally sent a joint saying they sent it to an outside collection agency and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which
they do that.
Is pretty funny to me because it's like, you know, y'all the head coach, they're forwarding this shit for, but it just kind of proves they didn't have no real grounds to pursue.
They can't keep enforcing it. That's why. They can't keep enforcing it. You done told them that there was a third party debt collector. And plus, they never properly answered any of your letters.
Yep, not one time. They even hit me with that bullshit frivolous. Yep.
Yeah, they can't take you to court for it because you're going to prove to them that you kept sending them for more information, and they kept saying they would get back to you, and they never did.
Yep. Exactly. So I just wanted to drop that note on folks. So that's another testimony in the damn belt, and that's from my people that's still in civilian mode even, you know what I'm saying? They're not even on none of this. I just kind of
You don't have to be. All you're doing is questioning them as to how they come up with these numbers. How they come up with these numbers, and all they do is what? We need time. We need time. But then they send little threatening letters in between that, but you know, they're not even threatening letters. They're just form letters that they just send out to anybody. And, you know, they're playing the game of who's going to buck them, you know. As long as you just send it right back to them. All right, no contract. Here, answer this for me then. Answer this. Answer this. Answer this. You have a right to question them. And they act like you don't have a right to question them. You know, they give you, if you ever talk to them on the phone, they want to give you vague answers, but you have to because of this, that, and the other. Don't tell me what I have to do. Tell me on paper how you came up with this. Please.
Exactly.
You're not moving forward until you come up with this.
Your letter even is a nice letter. Like it even says, if anybody actually reads the shit, it says, I just want my right to question this. Thank you for giving me my right. Very nice, pleasant letter. They just don't respond because they ain't got no damn grounds to say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Any response would be perjury. And somebody got to attest to that statement. You know?
Yeah.
If somebody's got to attest to that statement. And who's going to come in and testify? When you challenge them in court, who's going to come in and testify to the accuracy of their statement? Nobody. They can't.
Right. You know?
It just shows you how fake that system is. Just shows you. Because if you had a valid system and you had a proper, any other business you had that same issue with would send you with the billets. Hey, this is what happened. They'll talk to you about it. Boom, boom, boom. These tests are the only ones you can't do that with. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny because my folks are still kind of nervous because they're not hip to the information. So they're like, are you sure nothing's going to happen? Kind of like you said the other female was you was just talking to. With start thinking, are they coming to get me? Like, dude, if they could have came and got you, they're the big bad wolf. They'd have already been on your ass, man. They can't come because they don't got no damn grounds to stand on. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You know how it is when you're talking to a civilian, they still think like, oh, shit, if they go, you know. It kind of shook still.
That's programming. They scared. They're scared of these people, man. They're scared. They've been taught not to question authority. That's what education system is for. Don't question the teacher, no matter if he's fucking up or not. Don't question the teacher. You know?
Right. Period.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, he right regardless and shit. But yeah, I'm gonna be down there too. I'm coming to see y'all this weekend, man, and get the new.
Are you?
The new. Yep. I gotta go. Y'all the closest to my home state.
Yeah,
so I gotta
close
down there.
It is close. Okay. Hey, stand by. I gotta get my daughter real quick.
All right.
All right, man, I'm back. All right. Yeah.
All right.
So you said you're going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, I'm coming to the one down Shreveport, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's going to be the
closest
to my site.
Good, man. Good to meet you finally.
Yeah, exactly. I know we've been in the mix a minute, but I went to the Missouri one, but that was the one you didn't. You was like sick that weekend or something, man.
I didn't
go to
that
one,
no. No.
Yep.
No.
So I got to
I'm working on one for Colorado, but that'd be later on in the summer. And that one won't be on nationality. It will be in it. It's going as most likely going to be a 2-day one, and it's somebody out in Colorado I've been working with, and they want to do something on credit and stuff like that. And then, so it'll be a 2-day seminar, actually, that one.
Well, let me ask you this.
That'd
be
mainly on other
products
topics.
With you?
I'm not. What I could do is I could give you my, you know what? I might throw a couple of bottles in my bag. I can get away with a couple of bottles in my bag.
Okay.
If that's what you want. You looking for the Supreme Cleanse stuff?
Yeah. I'll shoot you a joint in the private. I'll shoot you a joint.
Okay,
but,
tell me what you want, and I'll try to bring a few. I can bring a couple at a time, and in my luggage. I have to put it in, store it down in the bank. Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
All right.
I did get my, I wanted to say, too, I got my private IDs. I got my Panama and my other. So I'm going to be using my travels in case I get bumped up. I'm nice and safe. Man, I got the IDP with that. You know what I mean? But
all right.
The last week I wanted to ask you, God, I wanted to bring my nephew with me. He's like 8 years old. Would I have to have another fee for that?
No, man. Come on, brother.
Okay. I didn't want to just pop up assuming.
No, I ain't going to hit you over the head. Not for, you know, I like when the kids show up. You know, they need to hear this stuff. Nah, brother, we'll look out for you. But you should have hit me in the private on that, because now everybody be bringing their goddamn kids, man. Not that, hey, we can't have too many kids because we need room, but, yeah, you can bring that. Good. You know, just be sure.
All right. Cool. Good luck, man. All right. Well, keep up the work, man. I'm going to go ahead and yell on that, though, family. Peace and God.
All right. That's good. Brother's going to bring his 8-year-old, I think he said nephew. That's good. I like that. You know what? I love it when the kids are at the seminars because, to tell you the truth, it's going to take us many years to get us out of this bind that we're in. And we're going to need, it's those young children that's showing up and hearing these types of lectures. And, you know, they may not catch on to it at first, you know, but just them being there and picking up on it. And when they get older and they start hearing new stuff, hearing other things, and they making these connections, it's just going to open their mind. You know how it go. But let's go to 619-946. Oh, that's right. That Supreme Cleanse is fire. Oh, I guess 619 is not ready. They ain't want to. They might have fell asleep on me. Maybe I was born or something. Dang. 414-331.
What's up, Akeem? Peace. How you doing?
Peace. What's going on? All right.
Yeah, I got a couple testimonies. Since going on the testimony tip, I send that third-party debt collector letter. I had this one. I would like $50, you know, but I just want to try it out, you know. And it was for a U.S. bank, and there's some money market account, and then they sent it to a third-party debt collector. I sent the letter.
Right.
They sent me a letter back saying, we reached out to the branch office and agreed to waive the balance and fees of the savings account. We have adjusted your records to show that the account balance has been removed and settled. I was like, hell yeah.
Wow.
So we apologize, Mr. Lara. This may have caused an inconvenience, blah, blah, blah. So it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, if you go back and look at the, listen to our old shows, I was like, you know, I was in the beginning, and I was using that third-party debt collector like it was going out of style. And I have plenty of letters, just like the one you got. You know, there was one dental office, you know how you go to a dentist, they charge you a fee. And you give them the insurance, and all of a sudden they come back and they say, oh, you owe us more money. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all said, this is all I had to pay. Blah, 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 you know? Well, I ain't paying y'all money. You know?
Yeah.
I sent them that. The dental office sent me a letter saying that my account was zero, and I didn't owe them nothing. Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotta thank you again, man. You the man.
And I sent they had a third party coming after me. And the third party must have notified them, and then the dental office sent me a letter saying I owe them jack, zero balance. You know?
Yeah.
It worked.
And I got another. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Thank you. And another testimony, you know, my son, he got epilepsy, and you put me on that, Solomon. And I've been buying that stuff and put him on the alkaline diet, the mucus buster, the magnetized, and the supreme cleanse. And he hasn't had it's been about 2 months, and he hasn't had a seizure since. So,
big him on a cleaner diet and giving him those cleanses.
Yeah.
Man, I told you.
Man, I got to give it up to you guys, man. I was like, I'm super happy.
What exactly did you give him? Because what exactly did you give him? Oh,
well,
I know you wanted the mucus buster this week, and I didn't have any.
That's all right. But originally, I got him on the mucus buster, the magnetize, the supreme cleanse, and then a straight alkaline vegetable diet, you know?
Right.
And he ran out of all that stuff, except for the vegetable stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, let me go buy some more because I want to keep it up. And the only thing you didn't have was the mucus buster. I'm like, oh, fuck it. You know, I'll get the liver then.
The liver was good. You know, some of the stuff I have the same herbs in it, just some little variations. That's why I offered you the rhinoceros.
Oh,
one of the main components of that mucus buster is cayenne pepper.
Oh, that's another testimony.
That's what's in
there. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been using that cayenne pepper, man. That really gets the blood flowing for me, shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. It wakes you up, too, and it gets rid of that gets rid of mucus, too. That's what the mucus...
Yep.
It eliminates mucus out of your system, too.
Yeah.
The alkaline diet, you want to try him with the River of Life too.
Oh, I took that one
River
already.
River of Life
too.
Is good. That's like an everyday thing you take every day. And that just helps to keep your blood oxygenated and all of that.
Yep. Yeah. See, I'm trying to grow my hair back, so I get that cayenne pepper, get that blood flowing, hoping my hair grow back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got another question. Like, who the hell is that guy that talks about stick to the script, man? I've been racking my brain trying to figure out who the hell that guy is.
He's a guy on YouTube.
I forgot
his name. He's like a billionaire. He's very rich.
I've been trying to find out what the hell his name is.
He's training guys to, I think it's like they selling something, I don't know what it is, and he's teaching them. They got a script, and all they got to do is read the script. And that's
it. Yeah, I see it. His name is Pena. I see it. I'm with his first name, Pena or something. Also, I don't know if things have changed about this estate for the 8832. I sent it twice.
And they're not responding to it? You could be right.
Thing. Yeah, because look at the first one. It says...
When you do it that's why I told y'all when y'all do a 9-8 number, go ahead and get all your EIN numbers under the 9-8. Then you won't have to do the 8832. Because why? The 8832 is the way of gifting over your estate number to the 98 number. That's the only one you still need to do the 8832. But when you get new EINs under the 98, that's not necessary.
And that's what I was thinking.
Because you've already made the 98 number responsible.
Yep. Yeah, I already got the 98. I got the EINs on it already. So I was thinking, well, do I really need this CPN, you know, this estate? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, whatever.
You can still use your estate. You're just trying to make it fun. So if you start doing commerce with it, like making money with it. So if you having trouble getting it to gift over to the 98 number, right? Only thing I would use the estate number for is credit. Like open up utility bills.
Yeah, I could do that with the CPN.
I wouldn't like use it as a, like if I'm doing commerce and I need to give somebody EIN, I wouldn't do that. If I'm people are paying me, I wouldn't use it as like a 1099 purposes. Then I wouldn't use that then.
But you could use the EIN number
use an EIN that you made through your 98 number.
Gotcha. So it's not really a big deal. It'd be nice, but I think they're turning down people, man. I don't want to call these people up or anything.
I used my estate number once, and that was to get an apartment.
Okay.
All my other stuff is in GPNs.
Okay. I won't even sweat it then.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joni uses his estate number for, you know, other things, but I don't really use it much.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question. One more question. Who were the Canaanites?
The Canaanites. That's a better question for Jonah. I mean, based on the Bible, I would think they were the people from Canada.
Yeah, they're kind of okay. Jonah. This is kind of. I came across some crazy stuff about the curse of Canaan. All right,
oh, that's the Mormon theory.
Oh, is it
Mormons? Yeah, what? All of that. Talking about the curse of Cain.
No, curse of Canaan.
Yeah. I never heard of the curse of Cain.
Yeah, I heard that one. No, this is
but
a
Cain and Canaanites are supposed to be the same.
That's right. Yeah, you're right.
You know, they're supposed to be his children. They try to say the black race was cursed because of he.
Yeah, I was thinking that the Canaanites were like the white people, and because they were living in Canada, you know, that they got that light skin. Kind of thing, and then there's all the stuff that breaks it down, but I don't know, I thought it was kind of interesting. All right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, and peace to you.
All right, peace. All right, Marco, thank you. Good testimonies on the health tip and on the third-party debt collected check. Good. Why is somebody calling me? Yo, hold up, y'all. I'll be right back. All right, let's go. All right, let's get to the next caller. 209-932.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, Peace, Akeem. How you doing?
Peace, how you doing?
I'm good. I didn't have the question I did have, do you yourself, I know Joey have like the third party debt collector letters. Do you have any yourself? I'm actually looking on your site. And
yeah, it's called the third party debt collector templates. I do have them.
Okay, these are
now the one on Joey's site, I think, is different from the one me and Jonah have.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
Ours is one letter, and then it comes with a no contact contract as well.
Uh huh. Okay.
So I don't know what you got from Joey, but I just know what ours are.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on my website. People buy it pretty regularly. I haven't sold one in a while, but it's up there.
Okay.
This what you got to do. You trying to find it with your cell phone or on the computer?
Computer.
Yeah, what you got to do is hit load more. Like sometimes you'll see only a certain amount. Go under templates. And if you don't see it, hit go down to the very bottom. It says load more. It'll open up with the rest of the stuff that's on my site.
Okay.
There's only but so many can show per page. All right.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Welcome.
Peace.
All right. Let's go to 503-890. Boy, it's not that bad. 503-890.
Is this better?
That's better, yes. Much better, yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm working, so, and I'm driving. So, sorry about the noise. But right. My question's going to be real quick, though. It's about the 9-8. When I apply for it, am I the grantor or the trustee?
I don't know because I have to look at mine to tell you what I put on it.
Well, I listened to your show a few weeks ago. You went over it, and I remember you said your
and I read each line for line and what you're supposed to put on there on that show.
Right, but I don't remember hearing specifying whether if I were the, you know, the grantor or the trustee.
Which line are you talking about?
I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it's line 3A, I think.
If I didn't say nothing for that line, then you wasn't supposed to fill it out.
I know, you did. You have to put your spiritual name, because it asks if you're the administrator or the trustor or some other examples in that box. When you look at it, you'll
just put your
about.
Name there, brother. Just put your name there.
I know, but when
and it
I
says
did
executive
call,
administrator, they're all the same.
Yeah. But when I called yesterday, and she asked me which one was I, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm not sure right now. I didn't say that to her. I said, you know, I'm going to have to call you back, you know, because she said, I can't tell you, huh?
Just
so it don't really matter then.
Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
What
so she asked me. I didn't want to give her
that. Asked me that same question, and I think I might have said trustee. I don't know.
Okay, so it won't matter down the line, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, get paper checked and, oh, I'm the grantor and the trustee and get caught up or nothing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I need to know, King. I appreciate it.
I don't remember what I said. I remember it's got all those three titles there because it's one of those three they say. Grantor, administrator. Yeah, I don't remember what I said to tell you the truth.
Okay, so it won't be no problem being a trustee and I'm the grantor later, right?
Yeah, it doesn't It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You just want to get that number. Your goal is
for
to
sure.
get the number. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right.
All right. That's all I need.
All right. Let's go to 562-686.
Peace, Hakeem. I wanted to know
what's going on.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about the the discharge. Is because for mine it was a little bit the typing was I couldn't tell if there was two lines because one of them has authorized person in the micro print. And
you talking
other,
about what specifically? You saying discharge, but something typed in. What are you speaking of specifically?
The check.
Okay.
And
the check is exactly how it is. The check is exactly how you're supposed to do it. So I'm trying to see what issue you have.
No, because in the presentation, it has it looks a little bit different in the.
I don't care what the presentation says. You got the template because in the presentation there was no template for the check. So we gave y'all a template to follow. So follow the template in the check.
No.
What you see on screen.
I'm not saying. What I'm saying is because my computer, my Word system is a little
So yours didn't turn out properly, like it's supposed to be. You should have opened it up in a PDF format. Reopen it in PDF, and then you can see exactly what it says.
And but I could I just ask you real quick? Is there two lines? Is there another?
I don't know because I'm not about to pull that up and look at it because I have to go searching for it, and I'm not going to do that. So what I'm telling you to do, go back to the email how you got it, and open it up in a PDF format, and then it'll open up exactly the way it's supposed to be.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
I got to go dig through my computer to find that check. Because when y'all guys order that, it automatically sends it to you. So I have to dig through these files to find it. But open it up in PDF, not Word. Word always screws it up. Open up in PDF. Or it's free. It's a free program called Adobe Viewer. It's a free program. And just download it to your computer, open it up, and you'll see exactly how it is. And I don't think it's two lines. I think what you have is just like any other check. You have a memo section, and then you have the authorized signature section.
That's what it is. It's a memo section.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
They were
just
together.
Like a check.
They were slammed
together.
Yeah, because
you open it up in Word.
Right.
You open it up in Word.
Okay.
So put them together. It looks like a check. Yeah.
And I have another question. If on that I have like a hyphenated last name, and a lot of some of my credit cards, they just have one of my names.
Because they can't fit it. There's too many characters. That's
right. Why. Think it'll be an issue if I discharge the credit card?
No, but exactly how the bill says.
How the credit card is?
Yeah, however that credit card has you listed, discharge it in the way they got the name they got it listed on the account.
Even though, all right.
You gonna ask me the same question again?
All right.
How that credit card statement looks. When you get your credit card, discharge it exactly how that name is listed on your credit card statement.
All right. All right, thanks.
They know who you are, brother. They know what it is. All right, peace. 757-965. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Akeem. Peace.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, first of all, bro, thanks for the information and every piece of this vital information I can use, you know.
You're welcome.
Yes. I'm getting my injunction done. I just got maybe two questions. And I wanted to see if you can let me know if I got everything in there that I need in there. But with my DBA.
I'm going to answer your two questions, but I ain't going to go over your whole injunction on right now because, my time is short. But what's your two questions?
All right, my DBA. Can I send my DBA in through the mail? Well, first of all, before I send it, I'm in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. And if you would go through it, if you do you mind pulling that up so I can make sure that I fill mine out right?
No, I'm not doing that, brother.
Okay.
Not doing that. All right,
no.
All you got to do is follow instructions of the state. You're trying to do your DBA, right?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure
that... Okay, you follow the instructions that they give you from Virginia. I wouldn't know if it's right or not without reading their rules because I didn't do a DBA in Virginia. DBAs are different. Every state has different rules. So it is no way we can give y'all a yay or nay.
And the thing
in some states, because we don't know what they require. We would have to read the rules.
Right. So, and I was listening to a couple of old shows, and I was listening to y'all saying about if you put sole proprietorship down or something like that. I didn't know if that
it
was
depends
the correct
on the state. North Carolina, you have to they do DBAs only for sole proprietorships.
Yes,
in New
sir.
York, they do VAs on the state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, I got both of those printed out, and I was just
right.
going
and
through them.
It's different rules. I don't know.
Yes,
it
sir.
Depends on the state.
Because I have sole proprietorship down, and I put, you know, the corp sole down, you know, my last name, first name.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I sent it in correct, as you know, we'll say the name of the owner and also at the bottom.
Only thing I can tell you how it's supposed to be, the last mm-hmm. name, comma, first name is the owner of first name last.
Name of owner.
That's how it works. When they ask you who the owner is, you're supposed to put your last name, comma, first name, all caps.
All caps.
Everything all caps, yes.
Okay, I do have to correct that then. All right, and I got my mm-hmm. care of address. I know
mm-hmm.
it's not a partnership. I know it's not a domestic partnership. No
mm-hmm.
foreign. No
it
foreign.
It would be most likely, most DBAs is on the sole proprietorship level.
Yes, sir. Okay,
those are unincorporated associations. That's what that is.
Unincorporated association. Okay.
And like that's LLCs cool. and C-Corps, S-Corps are corporated associations. You need to do it. It's done as an unincorporated association. All right?
Even
a partnership is an unincorporated association. Partnerships cannot be corporated. But that's, you don't need that for this purposes. You don't need that. You just need to figure out how they want you to do your DBA. So I would call them and ask them what's the requirements. Will you file it?
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to call them instead of looking at the video on the website. They had a couple
of them
on the website. Yes, sir.
The reason, see, a lot of them don't really want to tell you how to deal with DBA because they want everybody to do what you call LLCs or some other corporation. Why? Because for LLCs, you're required to register with the Department of Revenue so that
okay.
they can tax your ass. See, they can't do that with the unincorporated association.
LLC.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You say the LLC is registered with the Department of the Tax Corporation?
Whenever you get an LLC, you have to register with the Department of Revenue for the state.
Department of Revenue for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the unincorporated businesses?
They don't have to do that.
Yes, sir. Overstood.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, I ain't got too much... I tried to get my consultation with Jonah, but it's so full. But I got the baby act in the injunction, and I got a few clauses. I don't know how many clauses I should have, but I got about 10 clauses, you know, on my rights that were violated. And I got my
mm-hmm.
certificate of service.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so I just wanted
how
to make sure.
How many cases you got?
It's 6 pages all together, so I just wanted to get my
that's
head
lot,
in the
dog.
Right direction. So
injunction
what been should
easy,
be
no more than 3 pages. All you need is a clause for ex post facto laws, searches and seizures, and then maybe 1 or 2 more, you know.
Yes, sir.
You might want to get a consultation. Do that consultation before you send that out. Because you want to make sure you ain't got nothing in there that... Because sometimes constitutions have clauses in it that actually takes your rights away. So you might want to get a consultation.
All right.
Get before you send it out. Get somebody to look at it.
How much?
You know, you already got one with Jonah.
No, I got one with Joey. So I want to see if I can get one with
Joey,
you because I talked to Jonah last night and he was like, he can be busy.
Yeah.
I want to get one with whoever
I
can. I
will be available until next week.
Next week?
You go to my site. Mine's is a little easier. You go to my
okay.
site and look at my schedule, and you pick one. Pick your time. You pick your time and everything. And right now,
gmail.com. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Monday. Monday's looking pretty good. I got a couple so far. It's not full, not yet.
All right, so can you tell me the correct way?
I expect it to fill up.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the site right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to it right now.
Go to gmail.com and hit consultations.
All right. I'm scheduling it right now. Gmail. I got you already up, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some time on Monday. So you should be able to get it.
I'm scheduling right now, bro. And how do I make the payment? Do it got to be through PayPal, like the brother Jonah Joey's was?
Mine is just pay by credit or debit card or prepaid card. I stopped using PayPal for my site. Yeah. Hello? Oh, he dropped. Brother dropped off. All right, Marco, somebody sent a message saying that this is for you specifically about the 98 number. He said he had did his 98 number to get his estate number over with the 8832. It took about 3 months. They didn't even send him a letter, so he called them for the verification, and they verified it was gifted over. So it might be done. You know? You can call him, he says, to check on it. All right. Man, I don't even know where I was. I guess I'll go down to I think it was 717-513.
Peace to God.
Peace to God. What's up?
Hey, I'm a little late getting into the show. I don't really know what the topic is. What's the topic of the show today?
The topic we was talking about, you know, our ancestry, where we come from is Moors. I just read a few things. So what you do is, when the show's over, it's going to load up. You can go back and listen to that. It's very good information. That's what we were talking about. Now, what you got? You got a question?
Yeah, I actually had a question about the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Now, the U.S. Constitution, you know how it has the clause in there about the gold and silver only being
right.
used tender debts?
Right.
In the state... In my state's constitution, I'm in Pennsylvania. They don't have a clause in there for that. I don't know if it would be the insolvent debtor clause.
It's not going to be in those. You're not going to find that in the state's codes, in the state's constitution. You're not going to find that. Because all of the mints in the fiat and all that is issued through the federal government. So that's why that's in that constitution. So that's... You're not going to see that particular clause in your constitution, in the Pennsylvania constitution, or any other.
All right. That's the only thing I
What you mean by
about.
It doesn't apply? What do you mean?
Like, a lot of the stuff that's in the U.S. Constitution, from what I've been reading, it doesn't really apply to a state citizen.
Right. Yes and no. It just depends on how you run it. If you're using their public information like a Social Security number, it does apply to you. But if you're not operating with their federal benefits, no, it doesn't apply to you.
I raised that
That's
issue
specifically
before.
The 14th Amendment.
Yeah, I raised that issue before in court, and they was like... It says U.S. Debt or something on the dollar bill. He pulled out a dollar bill. I was bringing up the U.S.
Yeah,
Constitution
see,
because
what you
I didn't really know
when
what
you pull out that dub, when he pull out that dollar bill, you're supposed to let him know that that bill had duality, and most of the stuff on that bill has got four corners on it, meaning it's not even on the bill, and it said it's for all debts, public and private. And it depends on how you use it. If you're using it as lawful money or you're using it as fiat. See, that's where you had to understand what a dollar bill is. And for him to pull that out and say that, you know. And what context did he pull it out? What did you say exactly to him?
It was a post. I forget what it's called. It's kind of like an appeal. I ended up going to trial. I was a little naive at the time, and I was hitting them with all this UCC stuff. A lot of it seemed like it was scaring them, but they really wasn't taking me serious. I mean, I kept bringing up the U.S. Constitution, but they wasn't listening.
You're supposed to bring up the state constitution.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time.
What were you saying when you were talking about the federal constitution?
They told me that they was hitting me with a fine for like $20,000.
What did you say?
I said,
when you were trying to defend yourself with that constitution, what did you say?
I said, I said something about the post de facto laws, and I said, you can't force me to pay this debt. What I said? I said, this contract is void. That's what I said.
Okay.
There's no way I could pay this debt because there's no gold or silver. He was like, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. Use one of those arguments. Well, see, they enacted laws to say that those bills are lawful money in a way. See, whenever you use the federal constitution in court, you're really saying that you are a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I didn't
know
that.
That's why we always tell people to use the state constitution, because now, you know, the way you should attack that argument wasn't so much about the debt and paying it, but that the law itself is unconstitutional. What were they trying to find you for?
I went to trial. They forced me into a bench trial. I lost. And they said time served, but they hit me with $20,000 for fleeing and looting.
And they forced
me to go on probation. Fleeing and eluding.
Fleeing and eluding. Oh, they forced you to go on probation. No. They can't force you to do anything because you could have still disagreed and said no.
You said I still could have said no?
Yeah, you said I don't no contract.
Yeah, I just signed without prejudice because I didn't really know how to fight anymore.
Yeah, see, they're going to ignore that when you put it on paper. You signed that paper. Remember, anytime somebody hands you a piece of paper to sign, that means it's optional.
Right.
Why do I, if I have to do this and you're forcing me to do this, why do I need to sign it?
Yeah, I was fighting with them for like 10 months. I really ain't had the support I needed. But they were really mad when I wouldn't sign none of the papers. I wouldn't get fingerprinted. And they were surprised, like, why don't you want to get fingerprinted? And then one sheriff was like, he thinks he's a sovereign citizen. And I was like, what is that?
Right.
And they was like, he thinks he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I can. My fingers, I don't have to sign nothing if I don't want to. You're going to give me whatever, give it to me, but they ain't going to get it with my signature.
The whole time I wouldn't sign it, they kept postponing the date. So I just got tired of it. I got a public defender. Then it wasn't going to trial.
Here's the thing. I know you didn't know a lot, but they would give you an answer the whole time. They showed you how to get out of it the whole time. You wouldn't sign it. All they did was kept moving the date until you gave up and signed it. That's all they were doing. They were waiting you out.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
You,
I even had a formal arraignment. I kept bringing up jurisdiction. The judge asked me three times, is there anything else you want to ask me? But he denied the jurisdictional argument. I was bringing up a lot of stuff.
Mm.
But the main thing I was
sounds like that judge was trying to help you.
Yeah.
He was trying to, you know, you just didn't have your knowledge game up. And you just gave up. You know what I'm saying? All right, brother, I got to go. All right, peace of God. All right, fellas, ladies and gents, that's it for me tonight. Going to get ready for this seminar this weekend. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Remember, go to akimel.com and look up events, and you'll see the upcoming events. I think I got two posted up there. One for the Shreveport, Louisiana, and then one for the one in North Carolina at the end of April. All right. Peace of God.
Peace to the God. You're listening to Hindsight Radio.
Carolina, paper chase, different names, same face, don't catch a case. My road dogs on paroles, baby girls, 4 years old, we play the block. Pistol cops, you can shoot or get shot. Kill you for your crack spot, take everything your ass got. Semi-automatic spray, bust back or run away. Niggas talking in the hood, we're handless another day. In November, you make my shit, as you dead, you can cancel Christmas. I send you a gift, niggas to come and leave your ass twisted. Them hollow tip shells burn, baby burners, and niggas get murked, the baby's bomb, and the world turns. I seen it all crystal clear, so I keep my pistol near. Hearts never full of fear, homie, I stay well aware of what's going on around me. Motherfuckers want me dead. I go with a smile on my face, when it's my dime kid. Y'all should thank him, but if you think otherwise, bring your boy over here so I can spank him. I put an end to your career, bitch, before you speak on 50, buy 40 in a spare clip. These niggas gassed up, getting too used to rap, like I won't give him more blood clot than Super Cat. Niggas will snatch you, I'm like a bat catcher. I give a sign and then post up match you. Round here, niggas die off hydro, and even when it ain't 4th of July, it sound like pyro. Smart enough to creep and lay your dumb brains down. The pound will spin you around like the young James Brown. Yeah, I know I'm hot, but hey, I'm icy too. Rocks to hit you from a block away like a beat from Dr. Dre. We're taking over this year. K's and the soldiers is here. Everyone knows that you're scared. Yeah.
Another bottle and smoke up a half a gram. I would hop in my Impala and ride all through the night. They gave my homeboy life, so when you do it right. My fingernails still filled with cocaine residue. I still got the heart to go and bust me a head or two. No other solution. You think we hollering and hooting until you wake up.
up. And then you got to hear about these shootings. I take a pull from a loose one and put the clip in my pocket. Before I take another bullet, I'm gonna pull it and pop it. And if it's beef, my nigga, then let your guns do your talking. The graveyard has got plenty room for a coffin. They say that we responsible for boosting the crime rate. Okay. They say that we the reason why these young niggas buying weight. Okay. But I'm gonna keep this Glock on my way to my dying day. It's nothing but a G-thing, G-Unit and Dr. Dre.
I stay cheating up to pain, tell the scene and the shit I've been through to make my heart turn cold. I stay cheated up, I'm a gangster, you find out for sure if you ever step on my toes. I stay cheated up when I'm hanging out that window with that AK, so I can go dance with her. I stay cheated up.
This is Hindsight Radio. I represent it. The information station changes the name.
To your host, Akeem L. on Hindsight Radio.